There is in Catholic theology a doctrine that when I was a Protestant I'd never heard of before, and it's called the doctrine of final perseverance. This doctrine is based on a verse in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, where Jesus says that he who endures to the end will be saved. And I came across this helpful definition of the doctrine of final perseverance in a Catholic dictionary that goes like this. By final perseverance is meant an unwavering fixity of the will, and the word is used in theology to signify the fixed will of a just man, and it's the sex part that's particularly important, a just man or woman to retain the robe of grace with which they are clothed and to not cast it from them by committing grievous sin. So just get that image in your mind, to be clothed with the robe of grace and then not cast it from them by committing a grievous sin. This is something that we need to think about in our lives. Let's look at it another way. To begin a new task is easy. And I thought of that with kids, you know, at the beginning of school. They've got their binders and they've got all of their notebooks. And on the first day, they are so excited and everything is so tidy. But by the time you get to November, December, January, February, March, or April, those notebooks don't have quite the same gleam and glisten to them. It is easy to begin a task. It is very, very hard to complete it with the kind of fixity and purpose that is required. And nowhere there is this more the case than when it comes to daily living a life of obedience and trust in relation to Jesus Christ. Yesterday and today, we have been considering in our Old Testament readings a character by the name of Joash. And yesterday, I'm afraid I misrepresented this man a little bit because I forgot about this passage from Chronicles. Yesterday, I kind of ended my homily by saying, Joash was a godly man who lived his life faithfully before God. And I quoted this verse from 2 Kings 12. And Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all of his days because of Jehoiada, the priest who instructed him. But this is not the whole story. When it's joined with the verse that comes immediately after this verse from 2 Kings 12, which I did not quote yesterday, and then we compare that with the passage we have today, I realize that King Joash would have been helped if he knew about the doctrine of final perseverance. For we read in 1 Kings 12:3, "Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away. The people continued to sacrifice and burn incense on the high places." In other words, even though the king was following the counsel of Jehoiada, the priest, he allowed for the altars to idolatrous gods to continue to stay in Jerusalem. And as this happens, there's something very problematic that occurs in Joash's life. After the godly priest, Jehoiada, dies, what happens to Joash? He doesn't have a godly man to give him counsel any longer. And he comes under the influence of ungodly men. And so we pick up our passage again today. And I want to just read a portion of it one more time. "Now after the death of Jehoiada, the officials of Judah came and did obeisance to the king, and the king listened to them. They abandoned the house of the Lord their God, the God of their ancestors, and they served these sacred poles, these idols." And even though prophets were sent to the king, he no longer listened to them. He now listened to these false counselors. So what we see happening here is something tragic. The worship in the Jerusalem temple is being exchanged for false worship. And remember about Jehoiada. He was the priest who, from the time Joash was 7 years old, had counseled. And now that he's dead, Joash will not listen. Not only will he not listen to the prophets that are sent, he will not even listen to Jehoiada's son, Zechariah, when he comes and says, "King, turn back to God." Instead of listening to him, we are told that King Joash did not remember the kindness of Jehoiada, Zechariah's father. but he killed his son. And as he was dying, Zechariah said, "May the Lord see and avenge." What a change in Joash's heart. And I think it's interesting that the book of Kings does not tell this tale, this part of the story. This story episode is told in the book of Chronicles that was written after the exile. So think about that. After the exile, after the Jewish people had been away from Jerusalem for two generations, as they are coming back and reestablishing themselves, they have to think afresh about what does it mean to follow God. And it's so important that this story told about Joash was remembered. So let me conclude by returning to where I began. And that is with this definition of final perseverance. By final perseverance is meant, listen to this again, an unwavering fixity of the will. And the word is used in theology to signify the fixed will of a just man to retain the robe of grace with which he is clothed and to not cast it from him by committing grievous sin. Sadly, Joash cast off the robe of grace by committing grievous sin. May we, beloved, learn from this story to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And this is a daily decision that requires an unwavering fixity of the will. Today we honor Our Lady. May we take to heart those words we pray repeatedly in the Rosary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know what we're asking for here? We're asking for the grace of final perseverance. That's what that prayer is all about. And so, Mary, our Mother, please indeed do pray for us that we would have the perseverance so as to endure to the end and be saved.